This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today's the last day for Colorado voters to weigh in on major changes to the state's tax system. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This year's main ballot item is Proposition HH, which would cut property taxes while also shrinking future Tabor refunds and using some of that money for education instead. More than 800,000 people had returned ballots through Sunday night. That's pretty typical for an off-year election, but it means turnout is trending toward less than 40%. It's too late to mail your ballot in, but you can drop it off until 7 p.m. tonight. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And again, Colorado voters have until 7 tonight to return their ballots for this fall's election. We will have live special coverage starting at that time. Catch that here on our airwaves and at CPR.org. Suspended Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard was acquitted of all charges for his role in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain yesterday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Woodyard admitted on the stand that if he could go back in time, he would have handled his encounter with McClain differently. The jury didn't believe that his actions, including putting the 23-year-old in a carotid hold, led to McClain's death. State Attorney General Phil Weiser spoke at the courthouse after the verdict was handed down.
Today's verdict is not the one that we had hoped for, but we respect the jury system and we accept the outcome.
The defense argued that the ketamine administered by paramedics was responsible for McClain's death. Those paramedics are set to go on trial later this month. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The paramedics who were there when Elijah McClain died will also be going on trial later this month. Come to CPR.org for more updates on that and the election results.